Y ahora, nuestro programa, Comprando Casas para la Gente Hispana, trayendo el sueño americano de comprar tu propia casa. Aquí presentamos a Fernando Herboso y su grupo de agentes que le asesora en Maryland, Washington D.C. y Virginia. Llame a Fernando Herboso al 301-246-0001 para consejos directos de bienes raíces. Y ahora, aquí está su asesor de inmobiliarios para Maryland, D.C. y Virginia, Fernando Herboso.
Hi everybody, this is Fernando with Maxus Realty Group in Maryland. And now today I'm going to be showing you how to find cheap HUD properties for you to buy. How to save thousands of dollars, especially if you're a first-time home buyer or a person that has a very low means to purchase a home and they don't have enough money. This is a great way to find a property directly from the government where you can buy it at a very good price. And they will help you also get this. So first of all, I want to show you exactly what a HUD property is so you can understand exactly where they're coming from. So let me make this a little bit smaller and I'm going to show you. Let's say that this is a home that this buyer wants to buy. Okay. And this is the bank that is going to lend the money. And this is the U.S. government, okay? So this is the bank, and this is the U.S. government. So what happens is if this person wants to buy this house, the bank is going to lend the money to this person to buy this house through FHA. FHA means that the money that is going to this person is insured by the government, by the U.S. government, which means that if this person cannot pay for this house, the bank is not going to lose any money. The bank, the U.S. government is going to give them their money back. So the bank is going to be protected. And for some reason, if this person defaults on the loan and cannot pay, this person is going to lose the house. The house is going to go back to the U.S. government because the U.S. government is paying back the money to the bank. So this is how a HUD property is created. So exactly what HUD stands for is Housing Urban Development, which is basically coming directly from the U.S. government. This is a way that the government is helping banks lend money to people to buy houses. And if they default on the loan, the bank will get their money back and the house is going to go back to the government. It's going to be owned by the government, and this is how it becomes a HUD property. So now, if you're in Maryland, I want to show you a little bit about how we help our clients, you know, find these properties that are available right now. So basically, we're using their local MLS. So if you contact us, we'll be glad to send you a list of these properties. This is basically the most simple way to find this property. So we go and try to find all the properties that are active, which is meaning that they're for sale currently as of right now. And we're also going to choose that this property is HUD owned, which is basically a HUD property owned by the government. Right now it's showing 49 houses, but I also want to make sure I'm not going to be seeing properties from different areas. So I'm going to go to the map search. And let's say that you want to buy a house around Maryland, Baltimore area. So I can conduct a search like this. So let's say I'm gonna get. Okay, hold on. Okay, I'm gonna grab this little nifty little tool, and then I'm gonna go to the areas where I want to look for this property. So this is going to show me all the properties in this area: Washington, Palo Alto, Baltimore, Maryland area, Virginia, Northern Virginia. It's going to show me all the properties that are HUD. So basically right now we're just showing 5 properties. So let's kind of have an idea what these properties are all about. So let's go to client 360, so you can have more information on this property. So property number one, this property is in Rockville, Maryland. And for a single family home for $344,000, you know that this is a great price. This is a nice location. And basically, this property is 3 bedrooms, 1 bath. We can also see how long it's been on the market. This house has been on the market 6 days. Obviously, this is a hot property. It's going to be as is. And we can check the pictures, you know, to see what kind of condition this property is. As you can see, normally when the government gets the property, they're not going to fix the property. They're not going to clean it. They're going to stage it. They're not going to do anything. They're going to sell you as is. So it's up to you to go in there, inspect the property, and see what will be the things that you have to do to this property in order for it to become your home. You know, you're saving money. You're buying these homes at a very good price, but then you're going to have to put some sweat equity on this house. You're going to have to go to Home Depot on the weekends and do some fixing. You may have to hire some contractors on the weekends to do little by little the work that needs to be done. And this is what it shows on this property. This one has even a pool that you may have to fix it or fill it up. So those are the things that you have to take in consideration when you're buying hot properties, is that you're going to have to do more likely a lot of painting, a lot of fixing, a lot of repairing. So let's go to the next property and then let's see what is the next surprise. And this is what I love about my job, because I'm always looking at homes and I'm always looking about what's available out there. You know, and this particular home is in North Potomac. This is another area that you can buy a home for $510,000. You know, it may seem a little high, but for the area, it's a great price. This house has been on the market 7 days as well. And let's just check out some of the information on this property. Even though it looks like it's small, but it's a pretty good size house. The same thing with this property, you know, it needs some repairing, needs some painting. You know, in this case, this property seems a little bit better condition than the other one we just saw, but it's still, you know, you may need some little paint and carpentry work and go from there. So this home has 3 bedrooms, 3 full baths, you know, and this is something that you have to take in consideration, that also this house has an HOA, which is a $48 a month. So all these things are very important for you to consider: the neighborhood, the location, but also how much work you have to do. And then from that point on, make a decision. So let's go and see the next surprise, which is this house is in Alexandria. So this is a condo, actually, a 1 bedroom condo, 1 bath, but it's only $151,000. Where are you going to live in Alexandria, Virginia for $151,000? Well, you can buy this condo from the government, and you can actually get this. And if you put 3.5%, your payment's going to be less than $1,000 a month if you have somewhat good credit. Obviously, in this case, because it's a condo, you're going to have a condo association, and in this case, it's $290. So if your payments for your loan is $1,000 a month, you're going to have to add $290 a month for the condo fee for your budget to pay for this house. But this house has been on the market 7 days as well. Being a 1 bedroom, 1 bath, so there's really not many pictures over here. Very small condo. But if you're a single individual, somebody who needs a place to work and you don't want to pay rent to somebody, or let's say that you want to buy this for your family member, for your son, for your daughter, because they're going to be working around there. This is a great way to get them started. And then eventually it can become a rental property for you, where you can rent these properties. And I can assure you, in Alexandria, you're going to be renting this property, you know, for more than what you're going to pay to the bank. So either way, you cannot lose on this property. So let's check the fourth property. Again, in Rockville, this is another one, Aspen Hill Road. This property has 3 bedrooms, 2 full baths. There is no HOA on this property. Sold as strictly as is, split level. The house has been on the market 26 days. And let's check some of these pictures and at the same time give you an idea. It looks like a very well-established neighborhood, pretty big yard. It looks like you're gonna need a new roof. You know, this is typical on a hot property that you're gonna need to do some repairs. Don't be expecting to move into this house then the very next day. You know, you're gonna have to do some work. So you can see there's a lot of painting, cleaning, and maybe I can see a little bit of molding here. I'm not really sure what is that. Cutting all these weeds and plants around it so you can see the house. Power washing. That would be a good thing to do. And this particular property, you need to put new floor. I think this is an old carpet. As you can see, more likely has some problems with water and the ceiling needs to be fixed. Yeah, definitely new floors. You know, change all this wood paneling, definitely new appliances. You know, maybe a new kitchen. New floors, very outdated home. So you're gonna have to invest some money on this property, but still, the money is there to invest because it's $330,000 on a great neighborhood where you're gonna be able to see the return on your investment. You're gonna put some money to fix this house. And as you are fixing this house and you live in this house 2, 3, 4 years, the value of this property is gonna go up enough for you to be able to have a very good equity on the house. You know, that's another way to look at it. You know, you go into the house to live in, but you're also becoming an investor, a rehabber, a flipper. That you don't have to flip a property in the next 3 months or 4 months. You can flip a property 4 years from now and get enough money, and also at the same time utilize the property to live in for a little while you're fixing it. Finally, let's check the last property, which is the fifth property. And this property is coming in Temple Hills, Maryland. So it's a single family home for $200,000. You know, monthly payments for this house is gonna be around the $1,200, $1,300, depending on your credit and all that. But you know, where are you gonna get a property for around $1,200, $1,300 mortgage payment? This property has 5 bedrooms, 3 full baths. There is no HOA, so don't have to worry about that. This house has been on the market 30 days. And let's check on the pictures on this property. Obviously it's a split level. You know, a nice deck will be nice here eventually. The property doesn't look bad at all. You know, you may have to replace maybe some appliances. You may have to paint a little bit. You know, we don't know if this refrigerator is working, so you're gonna have to fix that. You may have to buy a new refrigerator. New carpet here, new paint. You know, the bathrooms are okay. You may be able to just put some fresh paint in there and fix them. Obviously replace this flooring, as you can see, is like coming up here. So just the same typical house from the government, you know. They're not gonna fix it. They're not gonna do anything. You buy an assist. But you buy it at a great price, and this is why I think it's a great way to save a lot of money. But you got to know how to do it. You got to find the right person to help you with. And in this case, we can help you with this. We can help you send in the list of properties available, but not just the properties from HUD, but also all the properties coming directly from banks in different areas. We can save money when you're looking to buy a home. All you need to do is just call us. One of the benefits of buying a HUD property, and I just want to make sure before we finish this video, is to understand that the property is a good deal because the government is basically trying to get their money back for what they paid to the bank. And they're gonna help you with closing costs up to 5% to buy this house because they wanna give an incentive also. On top of that, they're giving you a good price. They're gonna give you an incentive on the closing costs to buy this house. So it's gonna cost you less money to put for down payment. Another thing is that you may have also up to 3% of your down payment paid by the government, depending on your case, depending on how is your situation, because the government prefers to give this house to primary residents, meaning that the person who's going to be buying the home, they're going to be living there. They prefer to sell to those people before they sell it to investors, because they know the investor is going to go over there, put about $10,000-$15,000, put some paint, a little work, and then they're going to sell it for a lot more money. But the government does not want to help these investors make money. The government wants you to make money as a home buyer, as a person that wants to buy their first home, and that's why they're going to give you a status of preference to buy this house, especially if you find something that you like and you're the first ones that are going to put the contract, the offer to purchase it, then you'll be able to have more chances of getting it than an investor. The other part about the process of buying a home, you need to be connected. If you're not in my area, you got to go to another area. You need to ask the realtor if they can purchase hot properties, because they have to have permission to get to their site so they can get the documents and they can get everything they need to put as far as the information, the buyer, what property they're trying to buy, and everything is done online. So your real estate agent is going to be doing this for you and presenting that offer to the government for them to either accept it or reject it. So those are the things that are very important. So if you're looking to buy a home in Maryland, D.C., in Virginia, please give us a call. My name is Fernando Herboso, Maxus Realty Group. We can help you save money when purchasing a home. Thank you.
Gracias por acompañarnos en nuestro programa de hoy. Llame a Fernando Herboso al 301-246-0001 para consejos de bienes raíces. Comprando Casas para la Gente Hispana es un programa para ayudar, asesorar y dirigir su compra de casas. Estamos a sus órdenes. Fernando Herboso, llámenos al 301-246-0001. Una vez más, 301-246-0001. O visítenos en nuestro sitio web www.casasdemaryland.com. Hasta la próxima.